I want to take us back to some of the things that we have been about in the last month, things we have been invited to be a part of, and things that we have been a part of. Go back almost a month ago, and at the liturgies, we had people who are part of the prayer shawl ministry who sit and knit shawls and scarves and stocking hats and pray as they do that. To bring those forward, and as a community, we extended our hands and we blessed them. Over the years since that ministry, these have been prayer shawls for people in grief, people who are suffering from illness, people in the process of dying, people who need some sense of comfort in what it might be that they're struggling with. We follow that up by taking the opportunity, if you wished, and the invitation to write letters on behalf of Bread for the World, to write letters and send them off to our national legislators, to ask them not to just speak, but to act on world hunger, and to try in ways to stop the starvation that is happening. And then we follow that up by people being invited to write to those same congresspeople and legislators on behalf of DACA, that which are those individuals who were brought here by their parents as infants or born here, and asking them to still have the DREAM Act as part of their opportunity to continue their education. And then just the last weekend and in the next week or so, the opportunity to be a part of our Giving Tree. Three different places where we will have, if we wish, to take an ornament off the tree and buy either food baskets or gift cards or gifts themselves to be sent to those needy people in three different places. And as something new this year, we are also being a part of a prison ministry. The opportunity to buy gifts for those who are incarcerated by bringing them to their children, who then their children will be able to share them with their parents who are incarcerated. Or if some people choose to be willing to be a part of the writing of birthday cards to people who are incarcerated. In the gospel today said, Lord, when did we see you? And you know the rest of what that reading said. Those things that I just named are the response to that phrase. It's the way that we as a community have answered that question. It's the way that we have taken the opportunities and the invitations to see Christ in those individuals, those responses, those opportunities, and to make Christ real and present in the lives of those people. But it is also in the first reading where we are given that glimpse of how our God is with each of us in the everyday things of life, and how it is that we respond to that in the everyday things of life. For the first reading said, tend to each other. How as parents in the middle of the night, when the child is crying, you get up and you go to tend to them and you comfort them. To accompany one another. To walk with the people in their disappointment, in their discouragement, and to accompany them and walk with them and be with them. To give rest to those who struggle with illness, who struggle with being overwhelmed by the intensity of that, and to be with them and give them rest in some way. To search for and bring home those who are lost, the people who have lost their direction, their purpose, their self-worth. To walk with them and to be with them. To heal the broken hearts and the fragile spirits. The hurt, the pain, the alienation of the ways that we have responded to those and individual people in our life. to see them and know in them the Christ that we bring to their lives, sometimes on a daily basis, in our home, our school, our workplace, our relationships. And when we do that, we honor Christ our King. We honor him by recognizing his presence in the lives of one another, and his presence that is within us. One of the very first lines in the gospel said, "Lord, when?" Well, when is each day, each opportunity, each moment. And there have been those people in our life who have been that for us, who have tended to us, cared for us, accompanied us, healed us, been with us in our own discouragement and sadness and grief and loneliness and disappointment, in our thirst, in our hunger, in the ways that they have been there for us. And maybe most importantly, in our personal life, remember this Christ the King, this Good Shepherd, is speaking exactly the same words to us that were spoken thousands of years ago to those people in the first reading and to the people of the gospel. That Good Shepherd, that God, that Lord is saying, "I'm right here. I'm looking after you. I'm going to tend to you. I'm going to rescue you from the cloudy and dark moments of your life. I'm going to give you rest when you need to rest with me and simply be with me. I'm going to seek you out when you're lost. I'm going to be your healer." For just as that last line of Paul in the second reading said, God is all in all, in us, in all things of our life. The goats' failure were not the sinful things they did, but the good things they ignored. I would ask for us that whenever we see an advertisement, or for those of you who are technology big, there's a lot of apps that are given to us, APPS. We can plug them into our phone, we can go on them and use them for all kinds of things. Whenever you look at one of those, or even if you don't have those, and you see an advertisement, think about this. Think about ops. O-P-P-S. Ops. Opportunities to serve. Whenever you see an app, also put ops next to it. The opportunity to serve. So as we go into this week, maybe at the end of each day, take that simple phrase from the gospel. Lord, when did we see you? And how was my ops? Was the opportunity to serve taken by me? Let's pray with that as we go into the week.